This is Mary Jane from PiratePods.com, and I'm outside the loft at UC San Diego with some of the guys from Cut Off Your Hands.
Hey, I'm Phil. I play bass.
Hey, I'm Brent, and I play the drums.
I wanted to know, as you guys were originally called Shaky Hands, and now it's Cut Off Your Hands, so what's with the hand infatuation?
Well, we first started off, as you say, as Shaky Hands, and we were just based in New Zealand, so we hadn't really left the shores, and we had an EP out called Cut Off Your Hands. Anyway, so we're about to come over for South by Southwest, and that was 2007, and we got a letter from a Portland band saying that they were going to take legal action if we kept on using the name over in the States, and so instead of fronting up with a legal battle, we just decided to change our name to Cut Off Your Hands to For the World, which has kind of made life a bit easier for all of us. But yeah, that's about it, really.
We were also called Smashing Pumpkins before that, and apparently that name was taken too.
Yeah.
Sucks. So we've kind of changed our name every like year or so.
That's annoying.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, how would you describe your debut album, You and I?
It's a musical album with 12 songs. There are songs on it with guitar, bass, drums, and there's some synth on the record. A lot of vocals. Some of the songs are fast, some of the songs are a bit slower, but they're all really good.
Yep.
So far, what's been the highlight of the band's career? Anything in particular stick out?
The highlight?
When we got a bunch of money from a label that liked us. And we were able to buy a few things and live off that for a year without having to do anything. That was really nice.
Yeah. What were some of your big purchases?
A van that we spent a whole lot of money on.
Yeah, a van. We haven't been able to sell it, and I think we're probably just going to sell it for maybe like 5% of what we bought. So, yeah, just losing money left, right, and center, really.
Actually, if anyone needs a van in the UK, we'll sell it to you really cheap. It's got a microwave.
It's a fucking awesome van. It's a good van. It should really sell, but...
I don't think anyone's buying vans in the UK at the moment, but it's a good van, like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I drove it, like, to the moon last year. That's how much driving we did. But it's still really good. It's, like, not broken down or anything.
That's good to know. Maybe you should try to sell it here.
Oh, but then we'd have to fly it over.
Yeah.
And we're all about carbon footprints.
How do you fly a van as well? That'll be hard.
Yeah, that's true.
And Americans probably won't like it.
It's not, like, doesn't have, like... huge suspension and like monster truck wheels. So I don't think you guys will like it as much. It's like got fuel economy as well.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
Alright, I'm going to change the subject. Is there a defining point when you guys were younger where you decided you wanted to be musicians and pursue music as a career seriously?
Kind of just, you fall into it, I suppose. Well, we fell into it. I mean, we've all been playing music for like when you're grown up, you know. Like most musicians, you get into it sometime when you're a kid, and then I think we just like decided that we wanted to give it a shot, and we started playing around New Zealand, and then it just all kind of one thing led to another, and we just found ourselves not working jobs and playing music, and that's how it happened, really.
Yeah, we never like we started out just for fun, really, and just wanting to play, make music first of all, and play parties and house parties and shows and stuff. And so, like, the idea of being signed and or being touring, like, around the world and stuff never really, like, crossed our minds until it actually started happening, and we kind of just went along with it.
Yeah. Is this something you guys want to do indefinitely?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Yes.
Yes.
And I felt like I needed to be more definitive because I do believe I would want to do it forever.
In your music collections, what are some of the staples, things you can't live without?
Ariel Pink. like Arab on Radar. Minor Threat. Bad Brains. I don't know, Discord Records. French Kiss Records. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like 60s pop. Like guitar pop.
Got chocolate on your tooth.
That band, Chocolate on My Tooth.
What about you?
Yeah, all what he said, plus some other cool bands as well.
No, actually, I'm just kidding. We just like all the bands that are really hip right now. That, like, every town you go to, they DJ the exact same songs. And so we like those bands. Mm.
Yeah. And we don't really buy music as well. We just steal it all off each other, so we all have the same iTunes, like, list.
Yeah. We are the same person, really.
Yeah. That can get boring, though, right?
No, it means that there's four different personalities in one person, so we actually have a lot of fun.
It's cool because you all, like, Phil might be like down the street, and I'll be like up the hill, and we'll both be like doing something different, but we're enjoying it the same amount because we're one person. So we get two experiences in one hit. Yeah. That's why it's good.
Two truths and a lie for the band.
Two truths. Okay. Truth number one.
Our guitar player just left to get married.
That's one. That's the truth. Holy smokes.
I don't think he wanted to do it forever. I think that was the problem.
Yeah. Okay. It's another truth.
Our new guitar player is really annoying. But he's really nice. Like, we just need to get to know him a bit better.
It's hard adjusting, like, because now he's trying to be part of the one person, and that's always hard. You know, losing a limb and then, like, getting a new one.
Yeah.
It takes a bit of time. You still get, like, what's that called when you have, like, phantom feelings and stuff?
Sea legs?
Sea legs.
He's getting
and
legs
one lie.
Although it doesn't really matter now that you've said it's a lie.
So oh, no, that was
that sort of ruins the game.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do three new ones then. I've got an artificial leg. I've got grey hair coming out. And Nick's sock smell.
And they were all truths.
Now you ruined it again.
All right. Are they? Hey, I just got it back.
Good job. Nice save.
Everyone's real confused now.
If you guys could have the success and talent or persona of any of the great music legends, who would it be and what?
Chuck Berry.
What about you?
I'll say Beethoven.
Yeah.
Because was it Beethoven that went blind and deaf, or blind or just deaf? He went something. Would have sucked, but
my mum would know.
Made a good story forever and ever.
Yeah, he was good. My mum was a big classical fan. I used to go to watch orchestras with my mum. It was really good. Mm.
What are bits of the New Zealand music scene that you guys really enjoy?
Dunedin. There's like a thing called the Dunedin Sound, which is a very small town like at the southern end of New Zealand, and there are a lot of really amazing bands that have come from there.
Mm. Like what?
The Bats, the Chills, the Clean, Battle Space, the Gordons.
The Skeptics from there?
Yeah, the Villains.
The Villains. Snapper.
Bang Bangish. Oh, that crush you too.
Yeah, that.
Oh, don't say that out loud, man. Wait, that wasn't us saying that. It was our sound guy, and he doesn't know anything.
And he dated the drummer, so he's. That's why.
That's why.
No, but yeah, that's definitely the best thing about New Zealand music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between the North and South Islands in terms of sound?
Yeah, most of the population's in the North.
The south sounds colder, and the northern sounds a bit warmer and a bit more city orientated.
Yeah. More dense. The sound of the north is more dense, and the sound of the south is sparse,
like
cold.
The north, it's more of like a surf sound, and the south's more of a snowboarding sound.
Yeah.
Do you guys enjoy performing on stage or being in the audience to shows?
I like being at the movies. And I like being at the beach.
Yeah.
But playing's really good though, I quite like it.
Yeah.
I like it when the show is going, we play pretty similar every night, but if the crowd's really excited and really drunk, then that makes our enjoyment a little bit more positive.
For some people.
No, I reckon, if you like being in the audience more, you'd quit the band, wouldn't you? And then just go watch bands all day.
Yeah.
Or, and earn more money and stuff like that. But I'd rather play. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what are you guys looking forward to coming up?
South by Southwest, looking forward to that. We're playing about 10 shows in 3 days, and playing with Echo and the Bunnymen and the Black Lips, and some other cool bands too. I don't know, this is fun for us getting the tour of the States, because we haven't never been, we've been to some of these cities before, but not a lot of them, and so that's pretty good. Get to go see my sister tomorrow again. That's, I'm looking forward to that. Maybe try some peyote somewhere.
What about you?
Well, yeah, just looking forward to South by Southwest. Looking forward to going to Denver.
Denver?
Yeah. There? I don't know. It's just like never been to Denver before, and it sounds pretty cool. Was John Denver from Denver?
I don't know.
Anyway, looking forward to that.
Did he sing about Denver because his last name was Denver?
Oh, no, maybe that's not his real name, eh? It might be John something else, but he liked Denver because I like Denver as well. So I liked it.
All right, I asked my musicians the same three questions to close these out. And the first is, do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
Yep. That means we're giving you the fingers, but we're not putting our finger up.
Oh, lazy.
What's another one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a little too universal. What's another one?
How we say bot, the B-O-T-Z, bots, when we don't like bots. Something. That's how that's bots. Bot.
And then we say cha-cha.
We don't say that shit. Scratch that.
That was off the record.
We don't say scratch that. I'm just kidding.
We say stalkin. No, we don't say stalkin. Do you say dry balls in America?
Yeah, we say dry balls a lot.
I don't think so.
That's what we say.
Heard of dry balls? Like, oh, that's dry balls.
Man, that's dry balls.
Oh, shit the bed. Do you say shit the bed?
No.
Like when something's really cool, you're like, whoa, shit the bed.
No, not when something's cool.
Or maybe even if it's bad, it's like, shit the bed, that was dry balls.
Oh, shit the bed, but.
All right, what's your drink of choice?
Tequila straight or whiskey on the rocks.
Mine is a nice warm glass of port.
And how do you feel about eyeliner?
On guys or girls? Not on guys.
Nah, not on guys. On girls, yes, because girls, most girls have pretty eyes, and so the eyeliner makes the eyes more pretty.
Accentuated. I like minimal makeup on girls, but like I don't like it to be too ultra crazy or even like a little bit crazy. I like it to be quite natural looking, but sweet.
The other thing I don't like, you know how some girls have like eyeliner that's permanent, like that tinted eyeliner that stays on for a few months? That's kind of dry balls. It's pretty bots. It's better when because they can take it off and then you can see it without the eyeliner, then they put it back on, you see it with the eyeliner, and that's shit the bed awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Alright, do you guys have anything to say to close this out?
We've been cut off your hands. Thanks for listening.